Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hi, and welcome to Good for Construction, a podcast dedicated to conversations and insights on architecture. And this is season two. In season two, we discuss alternate careers after architecture.
This is Good for Construction.
Today in studio, we have architect Gaurav Shore, who is the co-founder of Swaraj, director at PSI Energy and visiting faculty at School of Planning and Architecture, Delhi.
Where did the interest in the environment and working in sustainability for you, when did that start and what triggered it?
It started in childhood because I'm a fauji bacha. Dad was in the army. And dad was in the infantry.
Achha.
So we got shunted around across the country every 1 year.
Wow.
And the privilege of that was that we got to stay in cantonments. And you would have seen cantonments.
Yeah.
They are mostly the greenest parts of the country.
The prettiest and
the greenest.
Yeah.
The freshest air and mad birds.
Yeah.
And, you know. So my question always was, ke why can't all our cities look like this? Kya hai, matlab, problem kya hai? You know, and why is it that it has to be Luttian's Delhi that looks like this?
Yeah.
Or only the cantonment that is handed down by the British and maintained by us? Why do they need to look like this, and why not everywhere? So I think that was a nagging feeling, and in SPA when I was doing my bachelor's, end of third year, I was doing a lot of running around for my dissertation topic. And this is 2002. So I happened to meet a senior of mine whose name I now forget, who was working in an NGO called CARE. And I asked her, what did you do your master's in? And she said, well, I did my master's in sustainable development. I said, bhai, okay hai. Because I didn't understand what is sustainable development. And she had that time, I think, done her master's from LSE.
Achha.
So she explained the concept of sustainable development to me. And I was like, for me, it was like the, it was just like, kya bolte hain? Floodgates opened. Ki bhai, mere ko pata lag gaya ki mere life ka purpose kya hai? Ki koi aisi koi cheez bhi hai? And my dissertation was on the architecture of the poor. The hypothesis was that the only real green buildings that are made in the world are made in what we call slums. Or informal settlements. But if you look at their architecture through the light of anthropometrics, through the light of materiality, then you realize that, boy, these guys are, do they make green buildings or what? You know? So my dissertation had a lot of these little sketches on, you know, staircase ka riser kitna hai, or tread kitna hai, uski width kitni hai. Completely redefined.
Yeah.
You know, width of the street is determined by the width of the thela and the width of the cycle rickshaw.
Yeah.
Because that's how wide it goes.
Yeah.
You know? So I think from there, this whole piecing together of what is truly green, what is deep green, had the thinking go in that direction. And I think the straw that broke the camel's back was when I moved to Pune for my master's.
Achha.
Because I was very clear that I didn't want to go outside master's. Ke liye. Because I think for me, my biggest fear was that bahar is very seductive, so if I go outside, then I will stay there. So I don't go outside. And when I went for my master's, I told my parents that I'm going to go to Pune and I'll settle down there, and then you guys come there. Because I remember Pune from my childhood. Pune was like this lush green city, absolutely stunning. And then when I went to Pune, I realized that Pune was wrecked. And mereko clear tha that this wrecking was done by the real estate sector. And the real estate sector can't really do anything without architects and engineers. So that's where the mind just flipped. And even though my course was advanced construction management, which was focused on construction systems, my entire second year of master's was spent in researching alternative construction systems and green rating systems and simulation software. And I was very lucky to have a guide, Professor Damayant Luthra, who had spent 15 years in Terry. He was an econometrist. And he guided me. And then I discovered Terry. And no looking back after that. So I think it's very true. You know, मैं किसी को बोल रहा था कि पता है घंटा फर्क पड़ता है तुम्हारी एजुकेशन से. जो लोग मास्टर्स होते हैं ना ग्लोबल लेवल पे, लाइक इफ यू लुक एट माइकल फेल्प्स, इफ यू लुक एट दिस गाय, आई हैव बीन सीइंग हिज वीडियोस, ही इज अ फ्री क्लाइंबर, आई फॉरगेट हिज नेम, ही क्लाइम्स, ही हैज क्लाइम्ड द स्टीपेस्ट क्लिफ्स ऑफ द यूएस, अमेरिकन गाय, एंड ही क्लाइम्स विदाउट सेफ्टी गियर. नाउ व्हाट मेक्स हिम हु ही इज टुडे इज दैट ही स्टार्टेड डूइंग दिस व्हेन ही वाज 4. एंड इफ यू लुक एट एनी मास्टर इन द वर्ल्ड, दे स्टार्टेड देयर पर्स्यूट एट दैट एज. जो हमको रियलाइज नहीं होता कि हमारा पहले जो कास्ट सिस्टम हुआ करता था ना, जो नॉन डिस्क्रिमिनेटरी होता था, डिस्क्रिमिनेशन बहुत बाद में आया उसमें. उसमें आपकी नर्चरिंग बचपन से शुरू हो जाती थी. तो यू वर अ मास्टर ऑफ योर स्किल, वेदर इट वॉज लेदर क्राफ्ट और गोल्ड, वट एवर इट वॉज. सो इफ यू आस्क मी लाइक वॉट वॉज द पिवोटल मोमेंट, आई वुड से दैट इट वॉज द डे दैट आई वॉज बॉर्न, एंड द डे दैट आई वॉज बॉर्न टू माई फादर एंड माई मदर. If it had happened any other way, then I wouldn't be who I am today.
You'd be a different person.
Completely. Even career path, choices, everything.
Yeah.
So, tab shuruaat hui.
Haan.
You know? Aur I think ye sabke liye hai. Kisi ko bhi dekh lo, anybody who even whatever research you do in terms of pursuing something in your master's or something in your bachelor's, it would still some way or the other further what your parents have instilled in you.
Yeah.
It might, in many cases, go against.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. That might be due to some instances and all.
Yeah.
But mostly it will be something that you saw and experienced in your childhood.
Yeah.
And then you took it further and you took it further and you took it further.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then you were where you were.
This is Good for Construction with Isha Bajaj featuring Gaurav Shore.
Do you think architecture education is... gives excessive focus on subjects like building construction and design, and in that way it kind of implies that there is, you know, the rest of the subjects like maybe history, theory and criticism, maybe you know, sustainability or any other elective is not as important? Do you think that is what it implies?
Yes.
Okay.
Very, very simple. Like, for example, there's a colleague of mine, Leon Morenas in SPA. And I think for the first time, I've seen a faculty take one project and pull it through the whole year. And see, the reality of architecture is that maybe 5%, maybe not even 5%, maybe 2 or 3% is design.
Yeah.
And 97% is chasing the client for payments, coordinating with the site, managing construction, figuring out details, you know, paying your employees, running an office. And now fending off these software companies that are breathing down your back. So, मेरे को लगता है कि बहुत कम part design or construction है. And whereas in education, it just seems that even though I think that the curriculum has enough to expose you to everything.
Yeah.
But when you look at the bulk of marks, you know, and the weightage that is given to design and building construction and all. The same amount of weightage is not given to theory and criticism, history, so on and so forth. So this is definitely the case. But I was telling Leon that, you know, I was requesting him that, bhai, you should document your process. Because if the process is documented and he's beautifully documented it, then it can get replicated. And if it can get replicated, then who better than Sushant, SPA, the pivotal institutes to propose this to the Ministry of HRD? Random colleges can't do that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Colleges who have a history, who've been around for 15, 20 years, can do that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So I think it's about time that that shift happened.
Yeah.
It's really, really about time.
Yeah.
And fortunately now they're, I think they're either on the verge of it or they're going to launch it or they've already launched it. They have this option that you can bail out of architecture after third year.
I think that's always been there, no?
You can go on with
a diploma.
I always thought that that was the case.
Yeah.
But somewhere I feel that this is my interpretation.
Yeah.
Somewhere I feel that the institutes kind of, you know, kept that as a very hushed option.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they didn't quite openly say that this is an option for people.
Hmm.
But now they're making it public.
Okay,
option available hai.
Huh.
And damn, the number of people I think were going to take to it, because I was speaking to my students and a lot of them were very open to the idea.
Yeah.
Ke 3 saal diploma le rahe
hain.
Actually, diploma bhi nahi. It is a Bachelor of Arts in Building Sciences.
That's a much better name.
Yeah, because you get a bachelor's degree. Na?
Yeah.
It's not the same as a diploma.
Diploma. Yeah. Diploma is like one level under a bachelor's
degree. Exactly, yeah, exactly. Exactly. So, even though SEPT gives you a diploma.
Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
Yes.
But in India, there is this social stigma against the diploma. You know. Ki, are you a diploma holder? So, I think this is a very welcome change. Hai, aur ye bahut zaruri hai. And another thing that I invited one of my friends, Parminder Nagi, to come and do a lecture, special lecture in SPA, which was on how to plan your work and work your plan, which is a term that we use in Landmark in the final stage of a program, where we train people. Okay, look, you need to be able to plan your work and then play the game as per your plan. And if you can do that, then you will realize that you can take care of your health physically. You can take care of your social life. You can have a social life. You can take care of your studies and you can excel in your work.
Yeah.
Provided you know how to plan.
Yeah.
And that's something that I feel needs to start in first year.
Yeah.
You know, because
It's almost ironic that you study architecture and by the end of it, you're so bad at time management, which is essentially planning.
Exactly.
So humne seekha kya
hai? Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Aur wo myth hai na, time management kuch nahi hota. Time to 24 ghante hai. Tumko apne aap ko manage karna hai. And really, it's a practice.
Yeah.
It's not a single time subject.
Yeah.
6 months kiya, fir chhod diya.
Hmm.
It's something that has to be assessed over 5 years.
Yeah.
Till people have mastery over it.
Yeah.
You know.
Hmm.
Like I did my master's in project management. One of the strongest drivers in my mind was what you mentioned.
Hmm.
Like that's how I went and convinced my parents.
Achha.
You know, I suck at time management.
Yeah.
I have not learned time management.
Yeah.
Project management will teach me time management.
Achha.
Not realizing that would also not teach me management.
Okay.
That would teach me subjects related to, you know.
Yeah.
So this is something that I would like to flag, that in the Indian education system, everybody knows we are masters of theory. Even the West has acknowledged that. Ki theory ke masters hain hum log, but practically hume kuch nahi aata. You know. तो जैसे मैं अपने स्टूडेंट्स के साथ डिस्कशन कर रहा था स्वराज के इलेक्टिव में, एंड आई वाज आस्किंग देम कि आप बताओ कि हाउ डू यू लर्न टू मेक अ बिल्डिंग. लाइक इफ आई आस्क यू हाउ डू यू लर्न टू मेक अ बिल्डिंग, व्हाट वुड योर आंसर बी?
बाय मेकिंग अ बिल्डिंग.
इट्स एज सिंपल एज दैट.
या
हाउ कम नोबडी गेट्स इट? बट हाउ डू यू मेक एंड आई वाज माय क्वेश्चन टू देम वाज वेरी स्पेसिफिक टू मड बिल्डिंग्स बिकॉज वी आर एक्सप्लोरिंग दैट डोमेन नाउ. And I was asking them, how do you learn to make a mud building? And their answers were stock answers. You first study the standards, you study the science behind it, you study the formulas of putting the mud mixture together. I go, no, you make a mud building, you learn making a mud building by making a mud building. And it's as simple as that.
Yeah.
But फिर वही बात हो जाती है ना कि तेरे को मास्टर्स करना है क्योंकि तेरे को लगता है कि तेरे को you are ill-equipped.
Yeah.
With that same nagging feeling
yeah.
is what holds us back. And why I was creating this with them was because even after 5 years of architecture, which is a professional degree,
yes.
you don't have confidence.
Because you don't have the skill.
You don't.
Because you're graduating as an architect, and I feel like when you graduate as an architect, it's important to not shun people, this idea that is kind of imposed by people who are not architects, who say that, arey tum to architect ban gayo, equivalent to you know how to make a building, right? You know how to make any tangible structure.
Yeah.
And I feel like a lot of us say that, oh no, aap jao, aapko kya pata? We've spent like 5 years and you know, humko pata hai, humne kya seekha hai. You know, I feel like wo reality check hamare liye important hota hai, that you know, constantly accept it and say that, okay, fine, do I know how to make a building? And for all of us, I think I can speak for all fresh graduates, we don't know how to make a building.
This is Good for Construction with Isha Bajaj. Featuring Gaurav Shore.
If you feel like there's something that can change in the architecture educational system, India's architecture education system, what do you think it would be? Or it could be?
I feel that we can use the National Building Code as a curriculum book.
Okay.
And start with part zero, which says integrated design approach. You know, and a lot of universities now are using that as a catchphrase.
Mm-hmm.
I remember Ansel University started using it as a catchphrase, transdisciplinary education.
Yeah.
See, the solution is there.
Yeah.
It's something that we had designed as a program in Griha, but it never saw the light of day.
Achha.
We had proposed that, let's say in first year of architecture,
yeah,
if we were to make a real transdisciplinary team,
yeah,
take an architecture student from SPA,
uh-huh,
take a mechanical, civil, and electrical and electronic engineer,
yeah,
from say any of the engineering colleges,
uh-huh,
and say IIT Delhi ke le liya humne, aur humne ye ek integrated design team bana li, aur humne is team ko ek actual site saunp di, which is a Griha compliant project or a IGBC compliant project or a LEED compliant project, and it is actually under construction today. It's hit the site today. Now tell them that this is your site. You will audit it. You will teach each other from it. So the architect will tell the mechanical engineer aspects of design, aspects of orientation, aspects of finishes, textures, aesthetics. The mechanical engineer will tell them about pump pressures and resistance and flow and HVAC and so on and so forth. And because you are learning from each other, there is that resistance of sir se nahi puchna, sir se kaise puchenge, answer ya question stupid ho sakta hai, wo to hai nahi inhibition. Right? और क्योंकि तुम एक टीम की तरह फंक्शन कर रहे हो, यू आर नॉट एन इंडिविजुअल, योर स्ट्रेंथ इज मच मोर, स्ट्रेंथ इज इन नंबर्स, यू नो. सो आई फील दैट वी डोंट नीड टू चेंज द एजुकेशन सिस्टम.
अच्छा,
वी नीड टू री लुक एट हाउ वी आर इम्प्लीमेंटिंग इट. कीप द सेम कंटेंट,
रीस्ट्रक्चर,
चेंज द कॉन्टेक्स्ट, कीप द सेम कंटेंट, कीप द सेम बुक्स, सेम टीचर्स, सेम क्लासरूम्स, चेंज द कॉन्टेक्स्ट. The context is not you getting your degree.
Yeah.
The context is you making sure that that building is going to be friendly for the environment.
Yeah.
That's your context.
Hmm.
And if you can have that happen, you'll get your certificate. अब उसमें क्या होता है ना, उसमें थोड़ा सा डर भी पैदा हो जाता है, बिकॉज द पीपल हु आर बिल्डिंग द बिल्डिंग, दे नो वेरी वेल दैट दे कांट ब्राइब अ बंच ऑफ स्टूडेंट्स. द स्टूडेंट्स हैव देयर मार्क्स एट स्टेक. राइट? द स्टूडेंट्स आर आंसरेबल टू फैकल्टी. They are answerable to an entire system. So, जो तुम एक को खरीद लोगे, दो को खरीद लोगे, चलो पांच को खरीद लो, लेकिन किसी ना किसी को तो पता लग ही जाएगा. क्योंकि मॉनिटरिंग मैकेनिज्म्स बहुत ज्यादा हैं. You know? तो इनको भी थोड़ा सा डर बैठेगा. ये लोग भी कायदे का काम करेंगे. You know?
True, it's true.
तो it can create a very nice ecosystem.
It can.
I feel. Yeah. You know? And yeah, who knows? Yeah, it's a matter of one college that already has a couple of courses running. Saying that this is how we're going to run our program.
And one semester. Run it is like a trial.
Pilot kar lo na.
Pilot
ek pilot kar lo. You know, ek semester ka mat karna, kyunki wo thoda sa pitfall hota hai ki ek semester normally doesn't yield results. But yeah, do a year at least. And then you see, because then you can test the mechanical engineer architecture. And the architect on the mechanical engineer. And because the mechanical engineer has taught his subject, his understanding of his own subject is much stronger.
Yeah.
The best form of learning is teaching. Right.
How to ensure that the person who is instilling or you know, imparting knowledge into you, or maybe forget about imparting knowledge, creating at least an interest in the subject that they're teaching, how do you make sure that that person is passionate enough and the right person to do that job, to connect the student with the knowledge, with the context, with whatever, you know, information exists?
To take feedback from students. It's very simple. SP has had that system for a long time. Now I think over the past year or so, side park kar diya usko. Lekin usse pehle, aur mereko nahi pata tha, mereko kisi ne bataya ke you get consistent 80% above or 90% above feedback or something. And based on the feedback, so as especially as visiting faculty, you would only get invited to the next semester if your one semester feedback was good from the students. And it was anonymous feedback. Everybody gave feedback. Simple system hai yaar. Jaise I think the Academy of Architecture in Mumbai, if I'm not mistaken, has always had the process of faculty putting up their submissions on the board so that the students can give them crits.
Which is so nice.
Which is so beautiful,
yeah.
मतलब दैट्स व्हेन द रबर मीट्स द रोड ना.
Yeah.
एक तो स्टूडेंट्स गेट टू सी व्हाट इज प्रोफेशनल वर्क.
यस.
Second, students get to critique professional work,
yeah,
which means their level of thinking and assessment of architecture goes to the next level. Right?
Yeah.
वो possible है तो करो ना. And I'm very surprised कि यार academy has been doing this for मतलब 20-30 साल से कर रहे होंगे वो. If the academy is around, been around for that much time, why the hell have other colleges not replicated it?
Egos.
Say that again. Egos. Egos हो सकता है, लेकिन मेरे को लगता है कि सिर्फ egos नहीं है. I would dare say that a lot of colleges will have faculty that have not done enough professional work.
Or any.
Any का problem ना अब शुरू हुआ है. And that I feel is a lot to do with the architectural fraternity, the council of architecture, the way, not just the council, I think, because the council is kind of answerable to, I'm guessing, the Ministry of HRD, and all, that they are trying to change the Indian architectural system into the American architectural system. And if you look at the American architectural system, the education system mostly has academics. The teachers are people who are academicians. There are studios of architecture at the master's level where, say, for example, someone like Rem Koolhaas comes and teaches and stuff like that. Or the studio, you know, studio director is, or the HOD is somebody who's at a very senior level in architecture. But I think in general, if you look at architectural education, they have a greater thrust on the academic side of things. And I feel that is a pitfall, because architecture, like medicine, like law, is an apprenticeship-based education.
Yeah.
The more apprenticeship-based it is, the better the quality of output that we are churning out.
Yeah.
Right? तो मेरे को लगता है ये थोड़ा हमें ध्यान से करना चाहिए. जितना ज़्यादा विजिटिंग फैकल्टी हो, जितना ज़्यादा एक्टिव प्रैक्टिसिंग फैकल्टी हो, और जितना कम एकेडमिक फैकल्टी हो, मेरे को लगता है कि इम्पैक्टिंग द रियलिटी ऑफ आर्किटेक्चर इज हायर देयर. दैट बीइंग सेड, आई कैन ऑल्सो सी व्हाई एट अ मैक्रो लेवल द डिमांड टू शिफ्ट टुवर्ड्स द एकेडमिक साइड ऑफ थिंग्स इज इंक्रीजिंग, प्रॉब्ली बिकॉज द इकोसिस्टम इन इंडिया नाउ इज ऑल्सो अलाउइंग फॉर दैट.
ओके.
इट इज अलाउइंग फॉर द क्रिटिक साइड ऑफ आर्किटेक्चर, द थ्योरी साइड ऑफ आर्किटेक्चर, द हिस्ट्री साइड ऑफ आर्किटेक्चर टू कम आउट more than the purely the practical side.
This is Good for Construction with Isha Bajaj, featuring Gaurav Shore.
What is your take on the concept and the word failure? How do you interpret it? And also, being someone who is a teacher, who's a professor in a college, how do you deal with this word with your students?
So it's very interesting, because this program that Parminder did a few days back in college was exactly that.
Achha.
You know, it was based on the relationship that we have with failure. You know? So I failed, I dropped first year of architecture and failed third year.
Okay.
So it took me 7 years to finish the program. And I remember when my parents had gone to meet the HOD and kind of plead, ke please humare bachche ko pass kar do. The HOD sat them down and said, how long do you think it took me to clear architecture? So my parents were very taken aback by the question, and they were like, we don't know. And he said 8 years. So he said ki tumhara to kuch bhi nahi hua types, ek saal fail hua hai, karne do. To mere ko lagta hai ki, you know, the hallmark of a champion is how they relate to failure. And failing and standing up and bouncing back into action is the hallmark of students who survive architecture. Right? And I think it is very important for people to get, everybody listening on this, that you don't fail.
Yeah. Which is very different from the concept of failure that is introduced in school.
Huh.
Yes. And I feel like architecture breaks that notion of failure for you. But at the same time, like I remember you mentioned over the phone when we were talking, that people have, and even now earlier, that because I feel like, because of the conditioning of our understanding of failure in school, people in architecture school who are toppers, who are doing, like, excelling in every subject, they're the ones having mental breakdowns.
You know, it was very surprising that this session that we had with the counselor in SPA, she came and shared some very interesting insights. She said it's not just the people who are topping in SPA. There are a lot of people who get into these top colleges who have been toppers throughout school.
Yeah.
And then suddenly they come and fail. and they can't deal with that
hmm.
because wo 17 saal se top kar rahe the
hmm.
aur ab ekdam se unko redo pe redo mile ja raha hai because architecture rattu toto ke bare mein nahi hai na wo it is your creativity
yeah.
and you have to do what others are not doing
yes
whereas in school you have to do what others are doing and kind of do it best
yeah
to the game changes
yeah
you know बट ये बहुत इंटरेस्टिंग फंडा है जो मेरे को तो बड़ा टाइम लगा समझने में कि फेलियर इज ओनली अराइजेज इन लैंग्वेज यू डोंट एक्चुअली फेल देर इज अ सर्टन रिजल्ट दैट यू डिड नॉट प्रोड्यूस एंड देन ह्यूमन बींग्स केम अप विद दिस टर्म कॉल्ड फेलियर एंड देन वी कोलैप्स आवर पर्सनैलिटी विद दैट वर्ड यू नो एंड आई हैव सीन मोस्ट ऑफ माई फ्रेंड्स हु फेल्ड विद मी इन कॉलेज वर extraordinary personalities like music fashion like art like superbly vibrant people who by the way went on to create miracles who are still creating miracles
yeah
you know but that social stigma of the term ke and wo social stigma shayad society itna nahi bolti hamare parents ne to hamare ko bola tha ki yaar bache no problems you fight it out we are with you and fortunately all of us parents our parents were like that none of us had parents who kind of you know chain whipped us at home ke tum fail kaise hue aisa kisi ke sath nahi hua lekin apne aap se deal kar pana apne aap ko sheeshe mein dekh pana ke hi main fail ho gaya you know ye bahut important hai ke hum iski bhi grounding dena shuru kar de logon ko ki aap fail nahi hote aur bada interesting tha kyunki abhi parminder ne jo lecture liya usme the first question parminder works with the extraordinary design organization called Studio Lotus and he was taking the example of a project that he was working on where he asked the students you know this is about 60 students sitting in class he asked them that look we are working on this project right now and it's a very big scale project and we've made presentations to the client how many times do you think we've reworked our design
yeah
Isha guess kar
57
57 times they figured out a new way of doing it
yeah
and the client said crap
nahin
and the client is one of India's oldest most established hoteliers so someone who only wants the best so obviously he's hired them because he wants the best
yeah
but he didn't like their first design didn't like their second design and didn't like their 56th design right and it was very it was heartening for the to see the expression on the students faces you know because they were all like you know glee
yeah
ke acha ye to kuch bhi nahi
hai we're not alone ha
wo kehte profession mein 57 times for one client you know but it's just that the stakes are very high professionally and when you're in college the stakes are only you
yeah
you know professionally you know you're going to get paid your time is worth money if you get the project it's worth so much so you don't mind failing because the context is very different
yeah
you know to mere ko lagta hai ye bahut zaruri hai address karna hai ise ki tum fail nahi hote ek result produce nahi hota wo alag baat hai aur usko humne naam de diya
failure
ki tum fail nahi hue you know but I think the concept becomes more entrenched because we have a peer group that peer group moves forward we stay back
yeah.
You know, and then the rest of the people around us are kind of looking at us,
yeah.
wondering के
क्या हो गया
तुमने कुछ गड़बड़ी की होगी you know
कि तुम यहाँ हो
जो दो अगर मैं बोलूँ तो I was very gifted because I had 3 batches
yeah.
I had my first year batch
yeah.
I had my second year batch and
yeah.
I had my third year batch
yeah.
and again I'm saying that I can very clearly see now in hindsight that I was not judged by any of my junior batches I judged myself maximum
Yeah, I know. It's also, I feel like the fear of judgment that kind of makes us do, you know, certain things and in some cases beg and plead ki please mujhe pass kar do, pata nahi log kya sochenge.
Nahin yaar, people mein. Commit suicide.
Yeah,
that. I remember one of my juniors.
Yeah.
Shamik. Very sweet guy.
Yeah.
That was the first time and that was pivotal in the history of SPA. He hung himself. You know?
Yeah.
And I remember my chacha telling me this and I was really moved by what he said. He said, how dare you even think about suicide? He was speaking in a different context. And he said that, do you not realize that your body was given to you by your parents?
Yeah.
Do you not realize that your thinking was given to you by society?
Yes.
You want to go kill two people? Go kill two people. Because your thinking was given to you by society. It is not yours. You know, like what Alan Watts says, that your deepest, darkest thoughts were given to you by society.
Yeah.
They're not yours.
Yeah.
And you think that they're yours.
Yeah.
तो ये distinguish कर पाना बहुत जरूरी है. नहीं तो लोग मार देते अपने आप को यार. इतना क्या हो गया?
I also feel it's a very selfish thing to do. कि तुम तो चले गए, बाकी लोग क्या करेंगे?
बाकी लोग क्या करेंगे?
उन पे क्या impact रहेगा?
हाँ, लेकिन हम मारते भी अपने आप को इसीलिए है ना, ताकि दूसरे लोग सफर करें. इसीलिए तो मारते हैं. अब भुगतो. अब देख लो, तुमने प्रेशर डाला. बट लाइफ गोज ऑन यार, यू नो.
As most of our listeners know, we've been running a Keto crowdfunding campaign to raise funds and capital to produce Season 2. We'd like to take a few seconds to thank all our contributors to help us raise enough capital to be able to produce Season 2. The campaign is still on, with the link in the description below. If you like the content we're putting out through this podcast, help us sustain this and support us through our crowdfunding campaign on Keto.
This is Good for Construction with Isha Bajaj, featuring Gaurav Shore.
So how do you deal with this concept, or do you address this in your classes? Or does it make your way of approach different in class?
I think what has happened very specifically is that some universities have come up with more lenient ways of dealing with the rigor of architecture. So, for example, they've, you know, we'll get a message, you know, and I'm not saying all universities do this, but some universities do this, where we'll just get a message saying pass karo, because we're scared, right? Of course, there is that bunch of students who are not spared. Bhaiya, attendee nahi, class hi nahi attend kiya, tumko kaise pass kar sakte hain? तो लेकिन मेरे को लगता है कि मोर एंड मोर वी आर काइंड ऑफ वॉकिंग ऑन एग्जेल्स वेर वी आर ट्राइंग टू गेज द रिएक्शन ऑफ द स्टूडेंट. इन सम केसेस द स्टूडेंट्स हैव यूज्ड दिस अगेंस्ट द टीचर्स एंड दे हैव गॉन अहेड एंड काइंड ऑफ टेकन अ टीचर टू अ साइड एंड सेड के आई विल किल मायसेल्फ, मार्क्स दो, यू नो. तो मेरे को लगता है कि ये ओवरऑल काफ़ी ज़बरदस्त इम्पैक्ट है. एंड मुझे पर्सनली, आई एम टेकिंग रिस्पॉन्सिबिलिटी फॉर व्हाट आई एम गोइंग टू से नाउ, ओके, बट आई एम गोइंग टू पुट दिस ऑन द एयर, दैट मेरे को लगता है दैट रैगिंग का इससे बहुत लेना देना है. क्योंकि जब हमारी रैगिंग कड़ाके की होती थी ना, तो जो वीक लोग होते थे मेंटली, वो फर्स्ट ईयर में ही शिफ्ट आउट हो जाते थे. वो छोड़ जाते थे, उनसे नहीं हैंडल होता था. और जो सर्वाइव करते थे, हमारी जो रिलेशनशिप्स हुए हमारे सीनियर्स के साथ, जो प्रोफाउंडली डीप रिलेशनशिप्स हुए, वो इसी बेसिस पे हुए कि हमारे सीनियर्स हमारे को मेंटली पुश कर रहे थे और फिजिकली पुश कर रहे थे, और वो हमारे को गेज कर रहे थे कि कौन कितना पुश होता है, यू नो. तो मेरे को याद है, मेरे को बेस्ट फच्चा अवार्ड मिला था, मतलब जो भी अवार्ड, मतलब कि 20 अंडे ज़्यादा पड़े थे मेरे ऊपर स्टेज पे खड़े होके ऑन फ्रेशर्स नाइट. बट आई कैन नेवर थैंक माई सीनियर्स इनफ. You know, Mohit Mehta, if you're listening to this, you know, Anshuman Madan, Gulzar Malhotra, Ajay Dutra, I mean, a lot of these guys who just contributed so much, they screwed the shit out of me. Vaibhav Dimri, Asim Waqif, they, matlab, paad diya, lekin unhone banda bana diya, you know. और जितना ईगो था स्कूल का,
तब निकाल दिया.
सारा निकाल दिया. तो इंसान तो हम तब बने जब हमारी रैगिंग खत्म हुई थी. और बड़ा एक इम्प्लिसिट रूल था एसपीए में, नहीं इम्प्लिसिट नहीं था, एक्सप्लिसिट था, बोला जाता था हमारे को, हाथ नहीं लगा सकता कोई. कोई सीनियर हाथ नहीं लगा सकता. और मेरे को वो रूल अच्छा लगा, क्योंकि उस टाइम पे इंडिया टुडे में बड़े आर्टिकल्स आते थे कि वो बिहार में, मध्य प्रदेश में, यूनिवर्सिटी में सोडोमाइज कर दिया स्टूडेंट को, छत से नीचे फेंक दिया, मर गया स्टूडेंट. हमारा ऐसा नहीं होता था, यू नो. हाँ ठीक है, कुछ स्टूडेंट थे जिनको, मतलब मेरा जिगरी यार है अक्षय, वो हॉस्पिटलाइज हो गया था ड्यूरिंग रैगिंग एंड ऑल, बट नॉट बिकॉज ऑफ व्हाट द सीनियर्स डिड, ऑफ हाउ वी टुक इट, ऑफ हाउ यू नो वी डिडंट टेक केयर ऑफ आवरसेल्व्स एट दैट टाइम. एंड द सीनियर्स वुड कीप टेलिंग अस दैट इफ यू थिंक वी आर क्रॉसिंग द लाइन यू नीड टू टेल अस. तो वी वर ऑल्सो टेस्टिंग आवर ओन लिमिट्स, यू नो. तो बहुत, मेरे को लगता है उसकी बहुत जरूरत है, क्योंकि वो बॉन्डिंग जो होती है, बहुत बॉन्डिंग होती है यार. ऊपर से जब प्रेशर पड़ता है तो बैच कनेक्ट हो जाता है, तो पीयर कनेक्शन बॉन्ड होता है, राइट. और जब पेयर कनेक्शन अगर नहीं होता तो ऊपर के साथ किसी के साथ कनेक्शन बैठ जाता है. और बड़ा इंटरेस्टिंग डायनामिक था कि आई डोंट नो इट वाज सिमिलर इन सुशांत बट द फिफ्थ इयर्स वर द ओवरसीयर्स. The fifth years were the mummies and the papas. They would take care of everybody.
Yeah.
They would make sure that the second and the third years don't cross a certain line.
Yeah.
And I remember when I was getting ragged, there was one senior of ours in who was in second year who got ragged in front of the whole college by the fifth years because he crossed a line. And he had to take that ragging.
Yeah.
So it was like this hierarchical system of justice where everybody was taken care of.
Yeah.
अब वैसा सिस्टम जब एग्जिस्ट करता है ना तो फैकल्टी जितनी प्रेशर डालना चाहती है डाल दे. मुझे पे नहीं फर्क पड़ने वाला क्योंकि मैंने वीक लिंक को तो शुरू में वीड आउट कर दिया और उसके बाद जो टिके वो पार्ट ऑफ द सिस्टम थे. दे कुड रीच आउट टू एनीबडी एट एनी पॉइंट ऑफ टाइम इंक्लूडिंग टुडे. टुडे आई कैन रीच आउट टू एनी सीनियर फॉर एनी सपोर्ट एनीवेयर इन द वर्ल्ड एंड इट विल बी एक्सटेंडेड. यू नो तो वो मेरे को लगता है कि इट क्रिएट्स अ डिफरेंट काइंड ऑफ ह्यूमन बीइंग दैट हैज कॉन्फिडेंस ऑफ बीइंग नेटवर्क्ड अक्रॉस द वर्ल्ड.
दिस इज गुड फॉर कंस्ट्रक्शन विद ईशा बजाज फीचरिंग गौरव शौर्य.
दिस इज अ सेक्शन दैट आई कॉल लिसनर्स क्वेश्चन. सो ऑन इंस्टाग्राम आई हैव अ गुड फॉर कंस्ट्रक्शन पॉडकास्ट अकाउंट एंड वी हैव अबाउट 400 people following, and I put out a question saying that we have an environmental educationalist, someone who runs an NGO, who is an architect, coming on to the show. What kind of questions would you like to ask him? So we have two questions. The first question is by Asmita Das, who is from Sushant. She asks you, how do you manage your finances?
How do I manage my finances? So I have a company that works on green building advisory.
Mm-hmm.
That is still working on green building advisory, and I have a wife who runs an extraordinary architectural practice called Visar.
Yeah.
And I think the company makes survival money. My wife makes thrival money.
Okay.
So that is the what's so right now.
Uh-huh.
But that's not the real answer to the question. The real answer to the question is that I have not been responsible for my finances.
Okay.
So it's two completely different domains. मैंने काफ़ी हद तक अपने finances अपने company और अपनी बीवी के हाथ पे छोड़ दिए.
अच्छा.
ऐसा नहीं है कि as a environmental educationist and as an NGO I stand to not make money. ऐसा नहीं है. I can't make profit, वो अलग बात है.
अच्छा.
But as an NGO I can definitely make respectable money. You know? And all that has to do with how I manage my finances, how I position myself in the market. So far, it's been completely heart-driven, passion-driven, you know. But we get donations from schools, we get donations from universities. So far, what I was also doing was that I was making money in the company and putting it into the NGO. I'm making money in the company, putting it in the NGO.
Achha.
Now we've launched some brands that we've registered independently as companies, which have been outcomes of Swaraj's work. My colleague Aparna started this brand called Pakshantar, worshipping water as the mother. So that's an independent company. We're trying to scale up and develop products in that. Right. So I think I take responsibility for my finances and I can make money.
Gotcha.
So far, I haven't been responsible. And I think that's a large, that's mostly how most NGOs work is with a lot of passion. फिर वो ठोकर खाने के बाद सीखते हैं. तो I think मेरा वो ठोकर खाने का time अब खत्म हो रहा है.
अच्छा.
And now I'm kind of coming into my own. So that's how finances have happened so far. And in future they are likely to happen in the way that I got trained that they happen in Terry, which is to write funding proposals, which is to take on projects. For example, we are now doing a very big research project with the modern schools, which is on indoor air quality monitoring, spread over a 5-year time horizon.
Achha.
Which is a Swaraj project, is a research based project. It's in collaboration with the University of Bath, hopefully, and the IIT Roorkee. We're still putting together the frameworks for that, but it's a sanctioned project.
Achha.
And that's going to get us some revenue.
So
now we've realized that it's about going out there and doing what you set out to do in a consultancy format, which NGOs can do, and pull in the money.
Cool.
Simple.
Asmita, I hope that answers your question. The second question is coming through Meghna Prakash. She asks, how did you go about starting your NGO?
Brute force. I might have mentioned this, but my NGO as an idea started, broadly started in Terry, but took shape in the self-expression and leadership program of Landmark Worldwide.
Mm-hmm.
And during the course of those 3 months of the SELP,
mm-hmm.
was when I filed for registering the NGO. I reached out to 17 of my friends who are still founder members
mm-hmm.
of Swaraj, because if you want to register a national level NGO,
yeah.
you need seven minimum people from seven distinct states of India.
Oh.
With seven distinct domicile, proof of domicile documents.
Okay.
So I actually couriered my memorandum of association
yeah.
all over India.
Okay.
To my friends in Shivakishan, Andhra Pradesh, my sister in Bombay, Aditi, and my bua. Then Molly, Uttarakhand,
yeah.
Amrita was Gurgaon. So we got all these people to Divakar was Rajasthan,
yeah.
Neha was Rajasthan. So all these people contributed.
Yeah.
You know, Salman was Lucknow.
Yeah.
And then I filed for registering the NGO.
Yeah.
The registration part is the formal part.
Hmm.
But as long as you're clear, you have a mission.
Hmm.
So then your NGO starts.
Hmm.
Actually, your NGO starts the day that you are clear that you have a mission.
Yeah.
And wo to bahut pehle shuru ho gaya tha. Bas main अगेन मैं इररिस्पॉन्सिबल था उसको फॉर्मली रजिस्टर करने के मामले में और फिर मैं डबल इररिस्पॉन्सिबल था कि एक बार रजिस्टर हो जाता है ना एनजीओ ये प्रॉब्लम ये है कि कोई एडवाइस करने के लिए नहीं है मेरे फैमिली में कोई नहीं था जो एनजीओ चलाता है एज सून एज यू रजिस्टर एन एनजीओ दिस इज फॉर मेघना यू ओपन योर बैंक अकाउंट इमीडिएटली वी ओपन अवर बैंक अकाउंट 1.5-2 years लेटर Now, if you immediately open your bank account,
yeah.
within 3 years' time
mm-hmm.
of audited statements,
mm-hmm.
you can apply for international funding.
Oh.
You can apply for government funding. You can apply for state and central government funding. You can apply yeah. for CSR funding.
Uh-huh.
3 years audited statements chahiye hote unko. Humne saala time delay kar diya. So now I'm at that stage where 3 years of our legitimate time from registration, from opening the account is coming to an end. And we are writing out our proposals, sending them out to organizations, seeing how we can marry our objective with existing objectives of organizations. That's how an NGO starts. And we did a lot of research. My cousins, Gayatri and her husband, Shush, they advised me, kaise karo, kya karo, trust hona chahiye, ke Section 8 company honi chahiye, ke NGO hona chahiye, ke society honi chahiye. Kyun society honi chahiye? Trust kyun hona chahiye? ये सारा होमवर्क करके क्वेश्चन आंसर्स करके एनजीओ स्टार्ट कर दिया
तो मेघना दैट डेफिनेटली आंसर्ड योर क्वेश्चन इन एवरी वे
दिस इज गुड फॉर कंस्ट्रक्शन विद ईशा बजाज फीचरिंग गौरव शौर्य
सो थैंक यू सो मच फॉर कमिंग इन सर इट्स बीन आई फील लाइक व्हेन यू स्पेंड 1.5-2 hours टॉकिंग टू समवन यू फील ड्रेन्ड But for me, for the first time, I feel it's the reverse happening.
Yeah, energy.
You might be feeling drained because you've been doing
no,
all the talking.
No, not at all. Yeah. It's a pleasure.
So yeah, thank you guys for listening in. This was like an amazing. Yeah.
Before
yeah,
we finish, yeah. thank you so much for coming up with this idea.
Okay.
Because a podcast on architecture yeah. after architectural education, what
yeah.
I think this is, we are graduating 7,000 to 10,000 architects a year.
Yeah.
Statistically,
yeah.
And this is wonderful for all of them.
Yeah, I hope so.
So thank
I mean,
you so much. This is really it's a.
Yeah, I would like to thank myself as well.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah.
That's the beginning of enlightenment, by the way. When you can thank yourself and acknowledge
Funnily
yourself.
Funnily enough, I heard Snoop Dogg do that in one of his
very important
talks.
Very
anyway,
important.
So thank you so much for listening in. Have a great weekend. You can find our podcast on a bunch of platforms. On the Spotify, there is iTunes, there is Stitcher, there's Castbox, and many, many other podcasting platforms. Please follow us on social media. We're on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Our handle is @goodforconstruction. Thank you so much again for listening in. Have a great weekend and we'll see you next Friday. Bye.
It was a pleasure having Gaurav on our show and we thank him for sharing his insights into the subject of climate change and sustainability. Good for Construction is available on Spotify, Apple Podcast and Google Podcast. Look out for our next episode.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.